You're listening to SBS News.
Jimmy Doshi's solar panel business is struggling to find workers. After coming close to ruin during last year's Victorian lockdown, he says business is back, but he can't meet demands.
Suddenly in COVID, where the power requirement has surged like never before, and people have realized that solar is almost a necessity for a home, like you have a Wi-Fi or a car in a home. And this is one of the most required product at this point of time. But again, there's only little bit of things that we could do to take care of this requirement because of the skill shortage of people mainly. And this requirement is just going to go up and up.
The shortage of skilled workers is something the federal government is keenly aware of. Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says he's heard it from both the commercial sector and the government.
I know from many of my meetings with businesses that they're struggling to find the workers that they want, and I note that government ministers have spoken about this issue as well, and it's one of the priority areas that they're focusing on. So,
however, his comments raised eyebrows when he suggested wage growth could benefit from shut borders.
Because it's these pressure points that can build that we get large wage increases in those pressure points and they spill over to the rest of the community. So if the borders remain completely closed and we can't get workers into the country that are needed for firms to expand and invest, I think we will see more wages growth. Some people might think that's good. On the other hand, we'll see less investment, less confident businesses, lower output, and ultimately a lower capital stock and kind of a less dynamic economy. So it's a really first order issue, and we're proceeding on the basis that over the next 6 months or so, a way will be found gradually to allow the workers who are most needed to get into the country.
Bipartisan think tank, the Committee for Economic Development of Australia, disagrees. Jared Ball says it's wrong to suggest high immigration leads to lower wages for Australian workers.
Well, there's no truth to the notion that migrants negatively impact wages in Australia. In fact, the evidence that we have seen, the rigorous economic modelling that has been done by CEDA and other institutions such as the Australian National University, suggest that there hasn't been a negative impact on the outcomes for local workers in recent waves of migration.
The committee says migrants should be identified as key contributors to pandemic recovery. Figures suggest that over the course of their lives, each adult migrant contributes $4.2 million to Australian GDP through consumption alone and adds more than $600,000 in tax contributions. And if Australia isn't willing to offer support, skilled workers could start looking elsewhere. Mr. Ball says that would be a big blow to business.
Clearly, this is not something that is going to solve the wages puzzle, and it will have a lot of negative economic impacts. I think where we need to be going is having a very strategic discussion about the composition and shape of our migration program post-COVID, and how we reopen borders and make sure that we're recapturing the benefits of migration that have held Australia in such good stead over recent decades.
Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.